What's up, friends? Today we're going to be talking about a social media detox. How many of you are just sick of social media? You feel like it's running your life, like it's completely taken over. You can't seem to break free. You find yourself constantly reaching for this little hunk of metal and plastic and glass, scrolling and clicking, even when you don't want to be. Why? Why is it controlling our lives? Listen, the highest paid engineers in the world are working to keep us fixated on this little addictive hunk of metal and plastic because they like them some ad revenue. Am I right? So today I'm going to be walking you through three very easy steps to create a social media detox that feels good for you, no matter where you are, and how small of a detox you want to do, or how large of a detox you're feeling called to, this is going to help you get there. Ready to grow your online business and make more money? Are you tired of the social media grind and being glued to your phone 24/7? Do you wish you had more time to be present with your family without worrying about your business? There's a way to simplify and streamline so you can create consistent income, grow your audience, and maintain balance in your life and business. Hey, I'm Stephanie Gass, Christian business and podcast coach, boundary boss, and seven-figure CEO. In this podcast, I'll teach you how to grow your business, start a successful podcast, create an audience, save time, make consistent income, build a course, stay focused on simple systems, eliminate frustration, and grow spiritually. I'm here to help you go big in your business so you can go big for the kingdom of God. It's time to grow with God at the center of it all. I pray this blesses you. Let's get it. All right, let's dive in. We're going to go through three very easy steps to help you set up your social media detox and see it through. There's nothing worse than setting a goal and then failing on that goal because you didn't have the correct steps and framework in place to be successful. New Year's resolutions to lose 10 pounds, anyone? Just me? Okay, so we're not going to allow that to happen here because a social media detox is so healthy for you. I have created so many boundaries in my life around social media. I actually don't even have social media on my phone. I have to log in through a computer. I don't utilize it on a personal level. I don't use Instagram at all on a personal level. I don't have a TikTok account. Like, I feel so free. I feel so light. I have an entire story that I can share with you guys about why I've decided to get off of Instagram completely. Personally, and what that journey looked like. I've got over 2 years of experience being Instagram and really social media free. But anyways, you are listening to this episode because you want to set some boundaries. So the very first step, what we're going to do, number one, write down on your paper, is we're going to set our detox goals. We're going to set our phone social media detox goals, okay? So what is this detox going to look like for you? Get a clean sheet of paper or pull up a Word document, and I want you to write down what you want this detox to look like. Maybe it's going to look like, for the next 2 weeks, I am going to not get on social media after 6 p.m. Maybe this looks like, for the next 30 days, I am going to delete the social media apps from my phone on the weekends. Maybe this looks like, for the next 12 months, I'm going to social detox from specifically TikTok. Let's say that's the culprit for you, where you consistently find yourself in that addictive mindset and you want to create that boundary. What's the detox goal? Write it out very, very clearly, okay? Step two is we need to now build our boundaries. So one is, what's the detox going to look like? You're going to build the goals, be very specific and tangible over there. And then I'm going to give an example in a moment. Number two, we have to build the boundaries that are going to allow this goal to actually happen in your life. So if you, in your goal, said, I'm going to delete, I don't want to be on social media on the weekends. Let's say that that was the goal for 30 days. You have to build the boundary in place. So what you have to do is, on Fridays in your calendar, for the next four Fridays, so that it's for the next 30 days,
you have a task that tells you to go into your phone and to delete the Facebook and the Instagram and the TikTok and the whatever other apps you want to delete. Delete them off of your phone completely. Okay. And then on, let's say, Monday morning, you have another task. If you want to bring those social apps back onto your phone, you have that task. So what's the actual boundary plan? Don't just say, well, I'm just going to delete it on the weekends. You're not going to do it unless you put it into your calendar and make it a reality for you. If you don't actually open the task and go to your phone and delete the apps, you're not going to have a boundary here. You're going to continuously find yourself in there. And let me just bonus tip here, word to the wise, setting a time limit, it's not going to help you. You're going to just bypass the time limit and continue to get in your apps. So if we're really trying to create a detox here, you have to be serious about the goals that you have in place. And remember, I didn't say forever. I said, how long is this going to be for you? Because you can commit to anything for a short amount of time. Am I right? I'm right. Okay. So you're going to build those boundaries. Let me give you one more example. Let's say that you decided you wanted to not use social media after 6 p.m. for 2 weeks, because that might look a little bit different than the other example I just gave. That boundary plan might be communicating to your spouse or your kids, if you live with your children or you live with your spouse, hey, at 6 p.m., I am no longer getting on social media of any kind for 2 weeks. I'm verbally telling you this because I need accountability. Because I don't know, maybe it's not possible for you to delete the apps every evening and reinstall them, which is what I highly recommend. Okay. I really do. I really super duper recommend that, because otherwise you're just going to continue to get on. It's too addictive. So you can communicate, get that accountability partner, and then delete those apps at 6 p.m. every night. What's your trigger? Where's your task going to live telling you to do that thing? Okay. That's what I would do.
Hey friend, what's up? I want to interrupt today's podcast episode really quick to invite you to my free workshops. If you're struggling to get clear on what your niche is and what your business should be, come and check out my Clarity Workshop at freeclarityworkshop.com. Or secondly, come and check out the Podcast for Growth Workshop, where I will teach you exactly how podcasting works to grow leads, get clients or students into your offers, and make money. So that workshop is at podcastforgrowth.com. Both free, both incredibly value-packed. Come and check them out, freeclarityworkshop.com and podcastforgrowth.com.
I know there are also some super fancy pantsy apps that can allow you to like lock yourself out of your apps, even out of your phone, but I don't know what those are because I'm not that tech savvy, so good luck. Okay, step three is to build your addiction alternatives. I know that is some really intensive verbiage, but what I want you to really get is that social media is an addiction. Sorry, not sorry. As with any other addiction, it is the dopamine hit in our brain that perpetuates the action, right? How many of you smoked in your past? You craved that addictive property, whether it was the physical, getting the cigarette out, lighting the cigarette, or going and pouring the drink, getting the drink, whatever the addiction was, it's the physical act as well as the brain kick, the dopamine kick that happens in that addictive action. So our phones sadly have both of those things going for it. Yes, social media means I'm physically going in, doing something that's become a habit. So we have to break our physical habit of grabbing the phone, opening the app, scrolling, clicking, And I have to also replace the dopamine hit and all the other awesome, fancy scientific things that I probably don't know are happening in the brain every time I get the hit, the like, the scroll, the click. Okay, I'm feeding that addiction. We have to have our addiction alternative. So I know for me, when I quit drinking, instead of drinking at an event, I went and I bought myself a really fancy coffee that way too expensive, or I brought a kombucha to the event. I got something else that was an alternative, that was a healthy alternative. Coffee's kind of healthy. Okay. If you're in my body, like coffee is going to just have to be healthy for you because I love coffee. Anyway, what's your addiction alternative? So instead of, if I'm going to get off of social media at 6 p.m. every single day, I'm going to replace that with what? Now think of something healthy. Like, this is our opportunity to rewire the habits in your life. Okay. I'm going to go for a 10-minute walk, or every time I want to touch my phone, I'm going to pray. Or every time I want to open that social media app, I'm going to look at someone else in my home and ask them a loving question. How is your day? How are you feeling? How can I support you right now? Whatever that new action is that's going to become an intentional decision, make it happen. You're going to have to write this down. So inside of your goal sheet that I had you draft out, write down three addiction alternatives that you are going to replace social media, that action of clicking in and scrolling with. And then you begin. And there's no better time to do this than today, right now, because it's going to create so much freedom in your life. You're going to have this incredible new peace that just drops into your heart. You're going to be more intentional with your time. And here's what happened for me. I started with a social media detox and I ended up never going back. I'm not saying you have to do that. I'm just saying until we get rid of the thing that's blocking our vision, we can't actually see. I think you're going to be able to really drop into this newfound presence, purposefulness in your life. I was able to hear from God more clearly. My relationships with my kids were strengthened, my spouse. Now, I have to be mindful of the other apps on my phone. My phone in general is a problem, right? But at least I have taken that first step forward and reduced, if not eliminated, that social media addiction. So go get them, friend. Dive into your social media detox. I hope that this blesses you. And I want to know how this goes for you. Come share how the detox goes for you when you're all done. And I would love to hear from you. You guys can email us, get on my email list over at stephaniegass.com. Of course, we have a community, stephgasscommunity.com. And you can let us know how it went for you over there or if you're planning to do it.
Did you have fun
or learn something?
Leave Mama a review. Pretty please.
I hope you loved today's episode, friend. I pray it stretched you, challenged you, or grew you in some way. If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with someone else who's been praying for a business breakthrough? I'd also love it if you take 30 seconds for me and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. This is the only way that I know you're actually liking the show. Plus, it lights me up to hear from you. Lastly, come on over and watch my free workshop, where I'll teach you how to grow your online business in less than 2 hours a week using podcasting. You can watch right now at podcastforgrowth.com. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 15:13. I'll see you in a few days. God bless.